My name is Guy Orton. My message is, I think we tend to sometimes simply demonize people who did horrific things without any knowledge, no public knowledge of how he was demonized as an infant and a child. And I think it's really important that the listeners make connections between the horrific acts and what created this, what most people can see, this demoniacal beast. He did do horrific things. There's no question about that. But what brought him to that stage, you wouldn't believe what he went through as a child.
Hi, this is Lord Guile in East Hoosick. There's this question going on about why this whole sexual exposure thing is happening now. And the obvious answer is that Trump got a free pass. And so this is a reaction to that.
This is Nancy Wells. I'm traveling in the Berkshires. I just wanted to call to say I listen to all the NPR stations, my own in Buffalo. I have never heard such a complete and incredibly accurate and terrific weather forecast, pinpointing all the locations, pinpointing the time of day that different things would occur in very plain language so that someone like myself who travels a great deal is so helpful. It is not to be believed, and I've never just experienced such a incredibly accurate, good, just terrific weather forecast.
Hi, this is Dina Raymond from Goshen, Massachusetts, and I've been listening to the roundtable discussion about sexual harassment. And having experienced it myself, I think there's a point that everyone seems to be missing, which is why in the world would anyone make up being sexually harassed? Like, women do not want to spend their time pointing fingers at people for being sexually harassed. They want to do their jobs. They want to live their life. They want to feel safe. And that's exactly what happened to me. The last thing I would ever do is make up a story. For what reason? To what point?
Martha Winston, Gansford, New York. I was very distressed by the firing of Garrison Keillor without a full investigation. It could have been accidental, and as far as we know, there hasn't been a history on his part of touching women in this way. I love his show and the Writer's Almanac, and it would be a shame if this was an accidental occurrence or misunderstanding, and as a result, we lose his wonderful shows. I would be the first to be offended by an unwanted advance, but we don't have to go to the other extreme and be fearful of showing any affection or empathy.